Hello, everyone. This is Louis.
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. What's happening?
I've been good, and yeah. I had a holiday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We had a May Day, May 1st, mm-hmm. Labor Day, mm-hmm. in Beijing, China. This is Origin of Words podcast, and this is a podcast we've been doing now for 6 years, and we have done hundreds and hundreds of words and idioms and slang, and we look at the origin of them. Where do they come from? To make your understanding of English words a little deeper and more interesting.
Right.
And a few weeks ago, actually it was back in January, we did a podcast, number 104, called The Origin of Certain Foods that we eat in the USA. But this podcast is about the origin of food idioms. That is, why do these certain words, food words, where do these idioms come from? And this is podcast number 107. And today we have six food idioms for you. Mm-hmm. And let's just go through the list real fast. Bring home the bacon.
Big cheese.
Say cheese.
Cheesy.
Cup of Joe.
Out to lunch.
Okay, so let's begin with this idiom, bring home the bacon. Most people know what this means. He felt, and here's a typical example, he felt it was his responsibility to bring home the bacon. That means to earn a living. So today, maybe she will bring home the bacon. So let's see. But the question is for this podcast is, where does this idiom come from? Well, one of the stories is, and at least the leading theory, is that it comes from the origin during in England. A lot of these idioms do come from England, and British expression. In the 1100s, when these two couples named the Dunmows, they were so much in love, and their marital devotion to each other was so strong that the people in the neighborhood wanted to give them a kind of prize. And it was very common to eat bacon at that time, and so they gave them a big side of bacon as a kind of symbol or prize to show their devotion.
Mm-hmm. 那么 bring home the bacon 的意思是养家糊口啊。它的来源是1104年呢就是在邓莫这个地方有一对特别恩爱的夫妻，人们觉得他们实在是太恩爱了，所以就用这个烟熏肉条啊，猪肉条来作为他们的奖励。那么后来呢，这个就变成了养家糊口的意思。
So if someone, whether the husband or the wife, brings home the bacon, it's a rewardfor their family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there you have it. The next one is Big Cheese. Big Cheese, the very important person, or VIP. And, you know, as a sentence, you can say, I thought I was just going to interview the secretary, but they let me talk to the Big Cheese himself.
Mm-hmm.Big Cheese 就是指重要人物啊，重量级的人物啊。刚刚 Louis 说了一句话什么呢？哎呀，我原本以为我只需要跟这个秘书啊聊一聊，结果没想到他们让我直接跟这个老板啊，上司来聊。
Did you say my name? I heard you say my name. I'm not a big cheese.
You are.
I'm a little piece of cheese.
You are a big cheese.
A little fish. Well, where does this...idiom come from? Well, cheese being very easy to make and dairy products all around the nation in America in the 1900s, well, they used cheese and big blocks of cheese as a kind of ceremony when some important thing would happen or some important person would be introduced, and the personthen the person would cut up the cheese into small pieces and give it to the audience. So as an example, there was President Taft of the United States. He went to visit some national dairy, a national dairy show, and in fact, when he was the one that cut up the cheese, and so of course he's the president, he's a VIP. So when someone is very important, they call him a big cheese or the big cheese.
那么 big cheese 呢，指重要人物，这是什么呢？在一些场合呢，这个。他们会就是放一块这个 cheese 在那里，那么这个重要的人物呢，会把这个 cheese 把它切了之后分给大家，那么这个后来就演变成 big cheese， 就指的是这个重要的人物。
So we have another cheese expression. This one is a little bit humorous, I think. And you know when you, Jessica, when you take photos.And you say, the photographer will say to you, what?
茄子.
Yeah, in Chinese, 茄子. And that's pretty close to the English cheese, so say cheese. But why do we say cheese? Well, one of the theories is that if you say the word slowly, especially if you look in a mirror, you can see how your lips and your mouth is formed.And it sort of looks like a smile, right?
Right?
So just look in the mirror and say, cheese. So you can't help but your lips will form a sort of a smile. And if you're a photographer, they will, you know, sort of like that. And so that would be pretty good for you as the person being photographed and the photographer. Both people will be very happy.
如果你不是那种特别爱笑的人呢，那你在这个拍照的时候，那么这个摄影师就会说了，说 cheese。
So this expression apparently comes in the 1940s, but if you go back before that, again back to England in the Victorian era, in the middle of the 1800s, you have a different expression where beauty.Was considered, at least with a female, was considered to have a tight and small, tightly controlled mouth. That was considered more beautiful. And at that time, they didn't use the word cheese. Do you know what they used?
What?
They used the word prune. So the fruit. So they would say prune, because when you say prune, your mouth becomes very small, and that was considered very beautiful for a woman.
那么我们现在呢，是以这个阳光的笑容为美，但是在这个维多利亚时代，那么大家是比较紧，就是拘谨的啊，大家就觉得啊，要变得很优雅，或者说变得笑不露齿，那才叫美。所以说那个时候大家不说 cheese， 大家说的是 prune。
prune. So the next one is this is the last word for cheese, and this word is cheesy, with a sy, and it has two distinct meanings. One is it means something silly.Like, I love reading cheesy romance novels because I don't have to think. And the other meaning is something that is cheap and inferior. For example, a cheesy cell phone, a cheesy pair of shoes, and so on, where they're not made very well. So, this goes back to the late 1800s, where...Some students in their slang, use of slang, in America, they started talking about cheesy students, cheesy person that was not very smart. And apparently this goes back to at least a few hundred years, back to Persian language or Urdu language, where you have the word...C-H-I-Z, and I'm not sure the pronunciation, chiz, meaning a thing, and then gradually evolving into a thing meaning anything to do with anything that they couldn't name. So they would just say, oh, you're cheesy, or that is cheesy. And then gradually, that's how we use it today.
Cheesy 有两个意思，第一个意思呢是指比较俗气的或者傻里傻气的，还有一个意思呢就是指这个这个低级的或者说质量不好的。那么这个 cheesy 如果要是用在比如说我们看电视，说它是一个 cheesy TV series 或者是 cheesy novel， 那就说明你不用想什么，你就看就行了。
So, cup of joe, coffee.And a cup of coffee. Let's stop for a cup of joe. This is a common expression. Let's get a joe. Let's stop for a cup of joe. And there are three theories or three origins of this that are on the top of the list. But like many idioms, origins, there's perhaps dozens. Most of them don't hold any water. But here are the top three. The firstis that the word joe, and that's J-O-E, if, as opposed to Z-H-O-U, if you're from China. This comes from an American Navy, Secretary of the Navy. His name was Josephus Joe Daniels, and he didn't want his people to drink too much, so he gave them a cup. He said, you should drink some coffee, and...So he became, this coffee became a cup of joe because of his name. But some people say that theory is not very accurate. So let's go on to number two. The number two theory is that it comes from the slang word of coffee, which is Java, which is an island in Indonesia where a lot of coffee comes from, and also Jamocha or Jamoke, depending on how you pronounce it.These two words, Java and Jamocha, were changed after a lot of time to the words Java and Mocha, and then you put Java and Mocha together, and for some reason it slips into the shortened version of Joe, J-O-E.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the second theory. The third theory is that...meaning that the word Joe means a common person. The word Joe was a common first name for people in America in the 1800s, 1900s. And so we have things like Joe College, Joe Blow, the Average Joe, Holy Joe, and so on. So these are all slang words meaning the common person because his name was so common.So a cup of joe would be given to the common man. So that's the third theory.
Cup of joe 就是一杯咖啡，咖啡的意思啊。那么这个它的起源呢，目前讲的有三种。第一种呢，就是说有一个海军的这个军官啊 ，Joseph， 他呢就是不希望他们的战士们在船上喝这个烈酒，所以呢就说你们还是喝咖啡吧。于是乎大家就是觉得自己的这个喝酒的权利被剥夺了之后呢，就觉得这个时候就变成了喝咖啡呢，就变成 cup of joe。 那么第二个理论呢，就是指说这个 joe 来源于这个咖啡的另外一种 coffee 的另外一种说法，叫 java 或者 jamocha。 那么慢慢慢慢大家就是不想说Java 也不想说 Jamocha， 所以就变成了 Joe， 因为这样子更简单一点。那么第三种呢，就是意思是什么呢？因为这个 Joe 它就是说指的是普通人的意思。那么 Cup of Joe 呢，就是说啊，给这个普通人加点啊，就是让他更有精力的啊，就是这个 Coffee。
嗯 ，Very good， 啊 ，Master degree in linguistics， woo baby。Okay， number six， out to lunch。Well, this can mean someone who's really crazy and mad. For example, Harry's been out to lunch ever since he lost his job. But in a more general sense, we use it to mean someone that is not paying attention, someone who's unaware of something, sort of like absent-minded. So we can say some students that don't pay attention or cannot answer a simple question, hey, what are you, out to lunch? And this expression, apparently the theory that I researched is that it comes from the United States college campuses in the 1950s. Because, well, it's actually pretty simple. When you're in class, you're supposed to, you know, at least try to be thinking and paying attention. But then at lunchtime, you go out to lunch. So you're absent from the class. So that was used as a stretch to, if you carry that one level further, then you get out to lunch, meaning not paying attention, you're absent-minded. So you can blame it on those American students.
out to lunch 有两种意思啊。第一个意思就是疯疯癫癫的，比如说有个人如果他要是失了业，他可能做事看上去就有点给人的感觉像是疯疯癫的，疯疯癫癫的。那么另外一个意思呢，就是指这个就是 absent minded， 也就是说他有点就是注意力不集中啊。就比如说你上课的时候你走神了，那么就可以用 out to lunch。
Beautiful. So there you have it, 6 food idioms and their origins. That concludes this podcast number 107. As usual, you can download it to your MP3 player. We suggest you do that, then you can listen to it later. We're also on Stitcher. We also sometimes post things on Facebook and Twitter also. And there's an app on the homepage. You can, if you can get Google Play or iTunes, you can download the app. And then when any time we have this new podcast, you'll automatically get it. And of course, you can always write in and tell us some suggestions or ideas for new words.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So any other thing we should talk about before we sign off?
We should say 再见.
Okay, bye-bye. And we'll see you next time. Happy reading. Okay.
See you.